I'm going to Florida and South Carolina. He's going to the Philippines and Japan. I'm going to Florida and South Carolina. So we've got that stuff to plan, but we're not doing it. We're just sitting on the couch watching Outlander and Big Brother now, because you have to keep up with Big Brother. Because if you listen to Big Fatty, he's going to spoil something. And bless his heart, you know, I listen to him every day. I listen to his show every day now because I'm caught up with all my podcasts. I'm in an era of my life where I'm only liking certain podcasts. And yes, Big Fatty has made it to the list. I know, it's shocking, but it's on the list of ones that I can tolerate at the moment. But it's a very small list. And so I listen to it every day because I'm always out of podcasts to listen to.
Trademark, Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I can tolerate Big Fatty. I know, it's shocking. Bless his heart.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4570. I love you, F.O. The 15th of August, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and there's more gift ads. Fucker-uppers, Big Fatty, that's you more and more often. Y'all, it's sad. It's just sad y'all, here's what happened yesterday. Now, yesterday, Thursday, the 14th, was Straight Bob, my number one international straight boyfriend. It was his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, it all gets weird because he's in the future and blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, yesterday, I started yesterday's little show with a clip from Larry Klein's short-lived little show called The LK Today. And he was talking about an e-letter he had gotten from Straight Bob. So, y'all, I had planned to celebrate his exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, even the show art yesterday, Big Fatty, you could just shorten that from show art to shart. Well, the shart yesterday was... what am I trying to... Is this Straight Bob surfing? And y'all, it's hot. And y'all, I didn't realize until I got to the end of the little show that I had not done his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Well, Big Fatty, why don't you shut up and just make it all good now? I think that's an excellent idea. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, between yesterday and this weekend, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Of course, the first is going to be Straight Bob, my straight boyfriend. Y'all met Straight Bob back when Big Fatty was living in the coal mine and in the fat cave. And y'all, he was... his family was going to Rat World, and y'all, he arrived early and in Rat World and drove from Rat World to the Fat Cave, and y'all, we had a lovely evening. He spent the night in the Fat Cave, and y'all, He is just as sweet a man as you'll ever want to meet. Big Fatty is quite the looker, too. Oh, he is definitely quite the looker. Y'all, once again, my apologies to my number one straight boyfriend from the future. Y'all, it's Straight Bob.
Big Fatty, you're still on his shit list, but at least he loves you and you love him.
It's true. Y'all then on, speaking of straight boyfriends, y'all on Saturday the 16th, y'all is another one of my straight boyfriends, used to be out there in the Oregon, and y'all he's somewhere in the Midwest now, I can't remember exactly where, never can, Big Fatty, it's an ongoing thing, yes, it's called dementia, yes, Big Fatty, y'all just as nice. Just as nice a straight boyfriend as you could ever want to have, y'all, and quite a big man, Big Fatty. How do you know? Have you have pictures? Well, no, but it's that way in my mind. Oh, okay, y'all. I'm talking about my other straight boyfriend, y'all. That is Phil in Oregon, or used to be in Oregon. Big Fatty, we love Phil regardless of where he is. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, I got in trouble last year because I did not recognize these two celebrations. Y'all, they are the kitty cats of the one and only Daniel Bieber and Zach with an H. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Ian and Bali.
Big Fatty, we love Ian and Bali. We love kitties, it's true.
And then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, one of the co-founders of the Pride 48. Y'all met him at every one of the Pride 48s. And y'all, he's been here to the villa before, and y'all coming back, the first weekend of
September.
Y'all, he's known for driving, 10 hours round trip to get his hair cut. Big Fatty, that's crazy. It is crazy. But y'all, one of the nicest people, despite always needing something crunchy when he has a sandwich. You know, it's just some kind of crunch. Gotta have the crunch. Y'all, I'm talking to, and y'all, he's very particular about his cobblers also, and that could be a problem because Daniel Bieber is bringing one of Mother Bieber's strawberry cobbler to the fold. Right? At Fatty's when they are here. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Crooked Hat himself, Adam. Big Fatty, we love Crooked Hat Adams. We do. So, y'all, if you see Straight Bob or Phil or Ian and Bali or old Crooked Hat, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal or a belated one. Well, yeah, that too. And Big Fatty, I hope they get or had a big old piece of cake or catnip. Big Fatty. See y'all now, y'all. Yesterday, I got a message from that Moose P. He said, "Big Fatty, did you receive the celebration of exiting the birth canal card I sent?" I said, "No." He took a picture of what he sent. I said, "Well, now that you've sent me the picture of the card, it'll come in the mail tomorrow." And y'all, sure enough, here it is. So I'm going to open it up and see what we got here. This is a fancy card. Y'all, it's in a fancy envelope and everything. And it says, y'all, it's a man sitting on the turl And it says the Turl Times, and he's got his pants around his ankles, and his he's hunched up like he, well, anyway, it says, another year older, another year closer to your balls touching the water. Happy birthday. And it's on the inside, it says, happy exiting day, Moose. And then it says, ain't that the truth? Well, Moose, thank you so much. You've just gone above and beyond on the cards and gift debts this year. It's just crazy. Y'all, I got another card here, and this says it is from Shy Tom. And y'all, it's taped up like the skull has had something to do with it, and we're just going to open it up. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's potatoes. No, it's not. It's donuts and donut holes. Oh, okay. Well, one of them looks like a potato. And it says, happy birthday. And you open it up, and it says, Big Fatty, congratulations on another whole year of you. Big Fatty, they are as vulgar as you are. It's true. It says, we saw this card and immediately thought of your hole. I know, vulgar. With love, that Randy in Penislavania, and Shy Tom with Shy Tom and Randy. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad that the card reminded me, you, of my hole. Big Randy, it's just vulgar and saggy. And anyway, and y'all, I got a FedEx thing, and y'all, inside of it, it's something from the Lowells. Now, y'all, I don't know if this is something to do with my old icebox or if this is a gift at, but y'all, we're gonna treat it as if it's a gift at, so we're just gonna open this up here, and let's see what we got here. And it's addressed to Big Fatty, and it says, Big Fatty, oh. Please accept the enclosed. This is not a giftette. Please accept the enclosed Lowell's merchandise card in lieu of your recent request to cancel your order. It has been activated, and y'all, it's the same. It's for the same amount. So this must be the way that they're refunding that original refund card to me, so that's good to know. But anyway, y'all, there is another package. This one is from the Lesbeterian Delivery Service. Now, I don't know if this is from Miss Beaver, but you know, she told me to be on the prowl. Big Fatty, did she actually say prowl? Well, I don't know, but we're gonna reach in here and see. Let's see what. Here are the pictures, and it's not the pictures. It's the tags. It says, "Just a little surprise for the gentlemen callers. Happy birthday, dearest. Love from the Beavers." And y'all, will just see what we got here. Y'all, I'm gonna put a picture of all of this up on the. I won't put the refund card on there, but let's just, pig, hey, what is that? I don't know. Y'all, it's in a bag, and I'm opening the bag, y'all, it's a hand puppet. No, is it a hand puppet or a mask or something? What does the other thing say it is? It is a men's novelty funny sex thong. G-string. Y'all, it's a Big Fatty is going to stick his, well, y'all, you can imagine there's an opening in the back, and it goes through, and when the mouth opens, there's your bobo. And y'all, but it's a dragon. It's a dragon face. So if you put that on, it's like, Big Fatty, that is, I don't know who's more vulgar, you or Miss Beaver. Well, I think that we're cut from the same cloth. Oh, plaid? Yes. Miss Beaver, that is a that is the cutest thing. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And you know, I could use that as a pop filter. No, Big Fatty, I think you should wear it for the gentleman callers. Well, Miss Beaver, Thank you so much for that. I won't put a picture of me modeling it, but I'll put a picture of all that up. And so anyway, thank you so much to all of you for all of that. And y'all, I guess it's time for me to tell you about my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Music, it's true, y'all. Let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, you know, I recorded late, and as soon as I finished recording, y'all, I sat down and I watched the CBS Evening News. It was a good episode. It was one of those 90-minute ones. And, they showed lots of different things. But I enjoyed the competition to do the power veto. And, they've really stepped it up on some of the graphics and things like that. I thought it was very well done. And y'all, then of course there were the punishments and all, y'all. The booty butler or something like that, the bootler. Y'all, that is the funniest thing, that he had to make pigs in a blanket and serve it off of his butthole. And y'all, then of course the egg investigator. Y'all, they just loved it, just absolutely loved it. And but my favorite was that Rachel getting hit with the blue goo all night long. Y'all, it did my heart good. And y'all, then she had a hissy fit in the storage room with that other girl. And I'm not going to the jury house. And so, okay, well, why don't you just go ahead and leave the house now? Yes, because it would make everybody's life much nicer. Then y'all slept like a baby, got up on Thursday morning. Y'all had to go to the vampire. And y'all, that's been my day. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, y'all. I mentioned on yesterday's little show that Dr. Stone said that the next time I have sequential numbers on my episodes, I'll be able to say a 5, 6, 7, 8. And y'all, that Mackin Flow Rider, he wrote and said, now, assuming the normal schedule, including the Superb Owl and Leap Days, episode 5, 6, 7, 8, will be on November the 6th, 2029. You're welcome. Be ready. Y'all, I just love my listeners, that they do things like that. It's just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Cricket Hat, and Cricket Hat, what are you gonna do about your birthday?
I can tolerate Big Fatty. I know, it's shocking. Bless his heart.
Oh, bless your heart, Cricket Hat, and thank you for calling. He didn't call.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.